Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky put Paso to the test. Is it as good as Napa? To find that out, they test the self-proclaimed obscure Cabernet by Foxglove from Paso Robles, and they compare that against a truly obscure wine in Hawthorne Napa Valley Cabernet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks. Good evening, Rob.
I am also joined by someone who's straight from Kiev in her undercover role. It is the Triple B. She's being silent.
Good evening. When you first said that, I thought you said from Kia. And I was like, Kia. I don't think I know that joke. And I was like momentarily silent, trying to think what the Kia connection was.
She is good under interrogation. She will not break.
Right.
No. So, on tonight's show, folks, we have a comparison of Cabernet. A comparison of, I've always mentioned, I don't care for Paso Robles that much. So, but we never really analyze why, other than the fact that it's not always that good.
Scott, are you kind of anti-Paso?
It's not my favorite.
Okay.
For sure. It's fine. I've never met the Paso that I truly, truly love, that's for sure.
Yeah, Paso, there are flatlands of Paso which are bad, but the hilly areas are good, especially for Zinfandel, and some camps. But what we're doing is, we have a Paso Robles Cabernet, Foxglove, as it would be.
It's a Foxglove, and it's a Pinot Fire, and I need a Foxglove.
Anyway, Foxglove. You're like, well, foxes don't wear gloves. No, but it is a flower, is it not?
It's a poisonous flower is subject matter for murder in Agatha Christie novels.
Well, there we go.
The foxglove plant is poisonous.
So a poisonous plant wine.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to drink it.
So once again, we're trying to be poisoned by the wine guy.
And the second one truly might be poison. It is Hawkstone Connoisseur Series Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. Now, I checked. They did spell Napa correctly with one P.
That's good.
Sometimes they might not.
Well, it is WordPress.
Wine Press, actually. This is a product
it's
of Wine.
Wine Press? I thought it was WordPress.
No, Wine Press.
WordPress is the blogging site.
Yes. Well, when you said that, I was like drawn back. You said Wine Press, and I thought WordPress. I was like, that's odd.
It's very scary.
Maybe
it
I'm
has
odd.
A very.
Mm-hmm. For those that don't know.
I was speaking.
Were you? Let me tell you what you were saying. No, go ahead.
It has a very scary hawk on the front, which is...
an animal.
Yeah.
Wine Press, though, folks, they make a lot of different wines. Matter of fact, they make wine lines. Because what? It's made by... there's no winery here. It does have a website, Hawkstone does, but that's bullshit.
Are they Illuminati, or who are they?
They are Wine Press. They make, like, Magistrate. They make Ménage à Trois. I believe they make all of that stuff.
So
if you look
exciting.
At it, yeah. They make something for every day of the week. They make, I think, also that Black Stallion, don't they? I believe they do.
That sounds right.
Yes.
In fact,
I think it was right beside this.
Yes. I saw a $150 Black Stallion, by the way.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say that this is the Connoisseur series?
It is the Connoisseur series.
Is that what drew you to this, Scott?
No, just Napa.
Napa.
No. I got a request to bring either we were going to do the Napa versus Sonoma, so I went Napa shopping.
Yeah.
He was wearing a beret, and he had his cigarette at the end of his cigarette holder.
Right. Like one of those long little skinny ones.
Yes, I am a connoisseur. Ooh, this wine is for me. Yes, it has an animal on the label. Is a bird an animal? I don't know.
How much does that cost?
The Hawkstone.
$20 of your money.
Yes, of his money. The Foxglove. Is a value price $17.99.
Okay.
Oh. Yes. You know, when I looked up Foxglove online, that Woodland Hills Wine Company, $12.43 of your money.
Well, at some places where you can buy things reasonably, it's $12.
It was online. It's probably a case.
$80 a bottle to ship. But this is actually made by, Foxglove is the first label of Varner. Everybody gets quiet. Nobody's heard of Varner. They think they're a Santa Cruz producer. Do a lot of stuff in the Santa Cruz Mountains, a lot of Pinot. I know this because I read the website. I have never heard of Varner. Mm. But Foxglove claims on their website that they are an obscure wine. They make all these references to the obscureness of their wine. Foxglove is obscure. I've heard of it. But you know what's more obscure? Mm. Hawkstone. So there you go. I see your Foxglove, and I'll raise you a Hawkstone.
So I have a question.
Yes.
You seem very judgmental.
Yes.
About Hawkstone.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were going to say something after that.
Well, in general, but particularly towards Hawkstone, what would you have rather Scott gotten at Kroger?
Something in the form of a toilet bowl cleaner.
There were quite a few Sonoma options. True. I went with the Napa because...
I think Napa's a better comparison. I think so.
In theory. I actually have seen Hawkstone many a time and said, So I'm glad we're trying it, actually.
Yeah.
Well, Magistrate isn't terrible.
Okay.
You don't all have to agree at the same time, but it's not terrible. It's drinkable.
Yeah. I'm just nervous that we're drinking Fox Glove and Hawk Stone.
Okay. There we go.
That's weird. These are two weird named wines, but like animal.
Well, most wineries' names are weird. I mean, let's be frank.
And all the good ones are taken.
Yeah, like I Love Pizza.
Mm-hmm. There's that.
Yeah, you know. So, folks, tonight we're going to see what is the difference between Paso and a...
What is this blue piece of tape for?
That's the Foxglove.
That's the Foxglove.
This show is nothing but class.
Well,
that's why we're all on it. So, Scott is a connoisseur, as we have said. Hello, I am this. My name is El Scoot. You haven't been referred to as El Scoot in a while.
That's the reason.
I am El Scoot. I am here. I am a connoisseur. How are you?
See, what I actually did was I didn't shower for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Wore not a beret, but a beat up Ohio State hat with holes in it.
Yeah.
And I rolled my own in the store.
You also fell asleep next to me on a couch, and I woke up, and you were wearing no shirt. I don't know why. So
yeah.
You had a bed in your own house, but you chose to sleep next to me on the couch.
No, I was at the other end.
Yeah, but you weren't wearing a shirt. I woke up, I went, what's going on here?
I probably was itchy.
I checked myself. Oh, all right. Well, yeah, you were using an itchy blanket, I think.
No, well.
I don't know what that was. That's not what I wanted to see. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
I think I spilled something on myself.
Go take a shower. Go put your clothes
on. Just take your shirt off.
You don't mind if I take my shirt off, do you?
No.
Yes.
No, I don't.
I did.
You be you.
Okay, I kept my clothes on. Here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, first in the firing line, since it should be lighter, is the Foxglove Cabernet from Paso Robles.
Should be lighter.
Should be. Should be.
The thing for me on Paso is you get that dark fruit mid palate on all of them that can be kind of pruney.
It can be, and it can be a little bit pruney yet savory. Doesn't have. I always find it lacks a little bit of intensity. It lacks big tannin. Now, not to say that as you spend, you couldn't find that.
But, right.
And I'm not talking about Santa Cruz Mountains either. Those things are big, massive Cabernets. But the normal...
I didn't know that. I've stayed away from Santa Cruz. I didn't think they were...
Oh, yeah. No. Santa Cruz. You go choice to Santa area. Cruz, you're talking... No, that's choice.
Right.
Montebello. Ridge Montebello comes from there.
Right.
Mount Eden. That's them. I mean, that's all Santa Cruz. I mean, Santa Cruz cabs are great. Ridge, that's where their cabs come from. Great stuff.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. But and Martin Ray does good things down there, too.
I didn't know that either.
Down in Martin Ray.
Paso doesn't... vegetable's not the right word, but what's the... Doesn't it have, like, another...
Sometimes, in my opinion, a little stocky, kind of maybe a little more rhubarb, not vegetal,
but that's just right.
Off kilter, slightly stewy-ish.
Yeah, that's it.
And then some of the bad ones are just junk.
A bad Paso is
bad. It's a bad day. J-Lore.
It is, though.
Easy.
I'm talking, trash. Well, the worst thing is when they say, well, why don't we just take a bunch of fucking American oak and throw it about? That really doesn't work. I mean, it's just Triana. I had Triana not too long ago. Very nice. But I'm not buying it. I would drink a glass pour. That's to me. Except for, I'm not talking about the best of the best. I mean, the best of the best are still the best of the best. Wow. But your normal, that's quick, I said that. The best of the best.
You
best
said
of,
it kind of like in fast forward.
I know. But your regular, even your ones that are better, I would consider that something that I would drink a glass of at a restaurant.
Hmm.
Would I buy it and stock it in my cellar? No. I would buy Ronin by Clean A before I would buy some of that shit to put in there. It wouldn't necessarily have been the case in the past because, you know, I used to buy Triana some because it was really good.
No, there was that period where that was one of our go-tos. And then
Austin Hope.
I had a couple bad bottles and I just stayed away from
That's because Austin Hope.
Well, I hope.
They're the bane of everybody down there. They do bad things. I mean, they're bad people, I'm pretty sure.
It's not necessarily true.
I hear they drown puppies. I read that somewhere.
That's harsh.
Well, I don't know. I read it on the internet. It's got to be true, right?
You know, you drown one puppy and it becomes pluralized. It's.
Bo's like, what? Bo, you float. You're fine. So, in the glass, first of all, one thing I always look at Paso when I see it, it tends to have a little bit of this crimson kind of. It's not purple. We're talking crimson, dark maroon kind of thing going on with this. A little bit of watery edge, not overly extracted. I mean, it's dark, but...
That was a near sneeze.
You look at the Hawkstone, and that has a lot of ink in it, literally, from a pen. This does not. It says a little bit of translucence right by the edge. A little bit.
It looks apart. It's...
Yeah.
Fine looking.
Hey, this might be good. I think this will be better than the two, quite frankly. Who here? Okay, let's take a poll before we go.
Scores of integrity.
No, not scores of integrity. Just which one's going to be better? The Hawkstone or the Foxglove? Becky, Foxglove or Hawkstone?
Just like first guess Hawkstone.
Hawkstone. Scott.
I'm going with Napa.
You're going Hawkstone.
I'm going with Napa.
I'm putting it with Foxglove.
Wow.
You know why?
Hmm. To be contrarian.
No.
No, you said that. You did say that. You said, I expect this one to be better.
I do.
Because he did taste it, of course.
Yeah. No, I have not. I swear to God, I have not tasted the fish.
Did you smell it?
No. Whoever smelt it dealt it, though.
Speaking of, Bo passed gas earlier.
Okay.
His butt's straight, was pointed straight at me.
Okay. Kettle. So, here we go. All right. On the nose.
Which one are we doing?
Foxglove.
You know how I knew?
Because it has blue tape on it?
We're nothing if not classy here.
Well, that's true.
You know, there's multiple classes of wine drinkers.
That's true.
Which class are we?
This has that stock smell.
I'll give you that. Some kind of...
It has a briary kind of blackberry patch. Mostly the thorns and
I
shit.
I might even... You know, what you're calling stocky... Beet. I might even go... What'd you say?
What?
I think it has beet.
Like beet? Like beetroot? Like beetroot vegetable? I was going to say a little grassy there. Which
yeah, a little
nice.
Bit of a meadow. That's what I'm talking about. It's like the little, like a
beet.
Little thatch. Huh. It's thatchy. It's a nice nose.
It also almost has like a
beet. Well, you mean like the pickled beets?
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. It Maybe. Has beet and bit. It has a little bit of smoke, like an ashy smoke in there.
Hmm. Something wrong with your nose? I don't. There's no ash. I don't smell ash.
Well,
yes.
I get maybe a little bit of smoke in the background, but not in a bad way. Yeah. I kind of like this nose a little bit.
I do too.
It's subdued.
It is a nose you guys would like. That doesn't surprise me. You all like it.
I just like kind of sort of
smells like a meadow.
Unusual things in a nose sometimes that go together.
There might be a forest fire in the background, but it smells like a meadow.
Right. It's the meadow leading up.
The forest fire is like 80 miles away. You're just taking a little.
Can you smell it?
No.
Yes.
Humoring you.
Fun fact.
No, probably not.
The town of
El. Stick in there and smell it again. There's a fire. There's smoke in there.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. The town El Paso de Robles was co-founded by Kentucky outlaws Frank and Jesse James' Uncle Drury around 1869.
Wow.
It was their uncle?
Uncle Drury. Like Drury Inns.
D-R-U-R-Y. It's probably not, but
D-R-U-R-Y.
Oh.
Drury. Uncle Drury.
Mm.
I
wonder
never,
if he was a criminal, too.
I hope so.
The inns that are not as good as a Hampton Inn.
So which Kentucky outlaws?
Frank and Jesse James.
If somebody,
I didn't know they're from Kentucky.
I didn't either.
If somebody they were related to.
Their uncle.
I thought you were going to say like the Hatfields and the McCoys or something.
That's West Virginia.
Kentucky.
It's West Virginia. Hatfields and McCoys? Well, that's West Virginia. Huh.
They're from like Hazard, I think.
Isn't that Kentucky? Yeah.
It's the West Virginia, Kentucky area. Yeah, the Hatfields were from West Virginia.
Oh, and maybe did the McCoys live in Kentucky? Oh, they lived Possibly. On the border.
I would like all of our listeners in West Virginia and Kentucky to let us know. You're on the Wine Vault. We don't have any of you, but that's okay.
You know, there's a Hatfield-McCoy dinner show in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and it's near the Titanic Museum.
Why is there a Titanic Museum at Pigeon Forge?
Why is there a Hatfield-McCoy dinner show?
I really can't think of something that would be more awesome to go to with a cynical
Let's
tinge.
Talk about this. It is on the Kentucky-West Virginia border. It is on the Kentucky-West Virginia border. But look at this. It is a quarter of an inch into West Virginia and 3 inches into Kentucky on this map.
You know, those West Virginians, they don't measure very well, so the map's probably drawn wrong.
It's true. Maybe they moved the line. My mother used to think that on they moved Yellowstone National Park. So, she's got issues.
Let's go in.
Yeah,
here.
Screw this.
Oh, okay.
But I like the nose.
I don't. There's smokiness from the oaking. Taste the finish before it gets a little bit sour is smoke. It's ash smoke. It's there.
Well, the little bit sour is the concerning part for me. I wish it was smoky instead of soury.
Yeah, right before the sour. Right before the sour hits.
I think it's a little more salty than that. Oh, there it goes. It takes a while, doesn't it? It takes a while.
It's a little salty.
It's okay. It's actually impressive on the body of it is impressive because it's fairly large.
I don't think I've ever had salt in a wine.
Well, I mean, that is a flavor. That's all I got for you.
It shouldn't be in a wine.
Well, no, that there are elements of that.
It's got that classic pruny mid-palate. That's just not my favorite thing. And it's funny because I do appreciate that flavor profile in other wines in a French blend or whatever. But this is just so prominent. And typically it's the biggest feature in a Paso.
I honestly like that very much.
The prune?
You do not.
No, I do. The finish. Okay.
You like this salt? Prune, smoke, sour.
Would you let me finish?
He likes it because he said that's what he guessed at the beginning.
Actually, the finish, it's a little bit sharp with the oaking at the end. That is undeniable. I don't find it that bad. I'm just going to write it off as a little bittersweet chocolate. Because I get a lot of mocha on the mid palate and baker's chocolate. I like that.
Okay.
I like the body. I like the mouthfeel. I like the front palate. I do.
You know, the baker's chocolate is kind of nice. They're just kind of at the right at the start of the finish. There's just a touch of it there.
I would drink this.
Would you call this medium bodied though?
It's headed for full.
Yeah, it's getting towards there. Yeah, it's not quite there, but it's pretty damn close. A lot bigger than I thought it'd be.
6.8 on our scale of 10.
Yeah,
almost 7. But that's full.
It's slightly tannic.
I thought 6.1 was full.
I don't know if it's
7 was full.
Well, let's just say 7 was full. I agree with
it's
the 6.8.
It's hard for me to decide if this is tannic or if it's the salt drying my mouth.
Wish I wouldn't have given you that term because now you're fixated on it. No.
It's not wrong, though.
It is tannic, but not overly so. I mean...
This is, though...
Good.
If... No.
Yes.
This is a Paso cab. If you were ever doing, like, you wanted to do Paso, Napa, Sonoma, whatever, you wanted to do Paso something, Washington, this is what you should have as your example of Paso, because it is...
The mouthfeel definitely is down that road.
In that mid-palate, that prune mid-palate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. But I think it's a value, especially if you get it at $12.99. It's a good wine. Yeah. That's a good wine.
$12.99?
Sometimes. Some places.
$12.43 on Woodland Hills website.
$17.99 for something different. Mm. Something different.
Yeah, I don't know that I would ever spend that much for this.
I would.
Okay.
Not on a regular basis, but, you know, I mean, you drink something from North Coast, it's for something different. I would drink this for something different. I kind of take it a little bit sort of like the... What was it, the Skyfire? No, what was the Skyside? Something
Skyside.
Something a little bit like that.
Skyside or Spyside?
It was Skyside. Skyside. Something like that a little bit. It's just a little bit different. A little bit different drum that's beaten to. This more so because of the Paso roots. But you can definitely tell a higher-end producer makes it because it has some more expensive elements that are sitting there. I mean, I think it has a little bit of elegance, a little bit of class. And it's a little bit interesting. In that price point, a little bit interesting is kind of good. I mean, it has some clunkiness here and there, especially on the finish there. I think it could be smoothed out. I don't know that maybe 6 months a year would smooth that out a little bit. I'm not quite sure. It might help, but
I have to chime in with the Triple B here. I think your description is very, very colorful as you're trying to talk yourself into really liking this wine.
I like it.
Very meh.
No.
It's fine. I would say it's good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I like things that are good.
It's just, one, it's definitely not my thing. But two, I think it's a fine representation of Paso. And what more do you want, right?
Especially for this particular purpose.
Right.
No, I think in the price range, show me a Paso that's, well, you don't want to drink them all to find out, but show me a Paso that's better than that.
Right, for the price point.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I'll
give you that.
Think this is a nondescript, not special wine. I think it is indicative of Paso, but it doesn't. I don't know why
it's Paso.
I don't know why you drink a Paso cab.
It's Paso.
And
I know it's not Paso,
but
or is it?
That's very much not special.
Well, most of them aren't. I think we kind of said that, didn't we?
I think that you all saying it's good.
It is good.
Too high. I think it's fine. That's maybe good. Slightly less than fine.
Oh, that's harsh.
It does.
It's closer to fine than you think. Some of that
souriness at the end does remind me, is a little bit making me back to the beet.
I'll be honest, I'm not getting as much of that sour acidity at the end of this now.
Nope.
I think I had 4 sips and I'm good. None of us have drained our glasses. None of us are going to have a second.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm going to have a second.
I'm enjoying it more as it goes along.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
especially a coiffer. It's a good coiffer too. It's a better coiffer.
I agree with that.
If well, the way the mouth tiny feel
is soft and pleasing.
Well, that's where I got the bacon chocolate. If
you just take a very small sip, so you can't taste it, that's when it really shines. Well, that's what he just said.
No, the coffin. So instead of drawing air over it, just kind of
swallow it really fast. Shoot it. Just take a shot. I understand.
Just instead of coughing.
If you like, take a very small sip and then eat a piece of cheese, it's really good. I get it.
How do you get cold? Aren't you used to being cold all the time?
Ow.
Or is it the vodka that keeps you warm?
Our
she would have liked Saturday night because of all that damn vodka.
It's because the Russians are making her stay in Kiev, according to you.
Well, that's true.
That's in Ukraine.
Undercover.
Well. Readying for the invasion.
If you ask Becky, that's Russia.
Very well done. Now I see.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. You know the economic sanctions that Biden will impose upon them when they invade? If they invade?
When they invade?
They'll make Becky drink foxglove. That's what I think.
Dirty, 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 dirty.
We're threatening you with foxglove. No, I will not invade. No, I would. I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll drink foxglove. Wish they had a reserve level. You know what?
I wish they did too.
Have you ever had the Dow, D-A-O-U? Yeah.
I looked at that.
Well, have you ever had it?
It
gets good reviews.
Seems like I may have had a glass of that at, like, Probst.
No, well, that...
But it may not have been the cab. They've had Dow, and I think I've tried it.
See, that's one that is that gets good reviews. Like, the Reserve. Yes. It gets. And then there's other ones called, Feathers? Four Feathers? There's a couple, Homestead. There's several that are getting real high scores from Parker, like 94s, 95s, 96s. And they're under 60. I'm not advocating buying those. I'm just saying those things do exist.
Mm-hmm. Does Dow have a Pinot?
I don't think so. No. I've only personally ever seen the Cabernet for sale. That doesn't mean they don't have a full line, but I've just seen the Cabernet and the Reserve.
Soul of a Lion, $1.50. Estate Mayotte. I don't know what M-A-Y-O-T-E is. Cuvée Lizzie. They've got some interesting names.
I think that's a form of peyote, isn't it?
They do have a Pinot. In their Reserve collection, 80 of your American dollars.
You know what's funny? I made a joke on the show a long time ago about the Pinophile and Foxglove Pinot. The funny thing is, I don't think they make a Foxglove Pinot.
I think they do.
No, they make a Zinfandel, a Chardonnay, the Cabernet, but I don't believe they have that. I wonder how the Zin is. The Zin is available on wine.com. Could be good.
No, Foxglove does a Pinot.
Do they?
Yeah.
I
Central Coast? Sendgifts.com, 61 of your dollars.
What? For what?
And Woodland Hills Wine
What's
Company.
What's 61 of your dollars?
Foxglove 2016 Pinot Noir Central Coast.
Up your butt. That doesn't cost $61. You're looking at Varner. Varner would cost that.
So it's interesting.
Foxglove doesn't cost $61.
Foxglove is listed as Varner on the Woodland Hills Wine Company.
That's because Varner is the top level. So this is like the first growth. This is
Foxglove Central Coast $25.50 on Vivino.
That's pretty expensive for Foxglove Pinot.
Well, you're the one who's so enamored of it.
I am. I'm a Foxglove fan. It's my second glass, folks.
Let's see what the sendgifts.com is all about.
I say, folks, buy American, buy Foxglove. That's what I'm saying.
You know what we need to do? We need to start a Send Gifts by Rob and Scott, because Send Gifts is selling Foxglove for 61 of your American dollars.
What?
When it was available, the vino-based price was $25.50.
Let's go back to this. What size bottle is that?
It scores 89 by Galone.
Strangely enough, there's a $50 bill taped to the bottom of it, but still. Okay.
Well.
That's a lot of money for that.
I know.
I don't think that's a good value.
Well.
The QPR on that is low.
But it's free shipping.
I mean, 89 from one of those other jank reviewers?
Antonio Galone.
Well, he's not jank, but at the same time, nobody really reads his stuff because it's kind of obscure. But it's like, that's not a good review by him. I'm just guessing.
89?
No.
I ask this literally every time. Do we give a numerical score before we move on to the other one?
No.
I don't think we do tonight.
Because you want to, and I won't let it.
I already have my thoughts.
You'll change them. I'll change your mind.
That's Williams.
Don't you change my mind.
He gets so pissed about that.
Am I changing your mind?
Wait, what does he say?
You're changing my mind.
I don't know. He's not all right. But, you know.
When he gets really pissed at you, that's what he says. It's like the ultimate.
He got mad at me yesterday.
So wait, you're disciplining him, or he's mad, he's not getting his way, and he says, you're changing my mind.
I don't know.
If I'm like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like,
you're just trying to reason with him.
Yeah. Like, William's exhausted, right? That's usually when it comes out. And if you're like, William, you just need to go get a shower, and you can go lay down and like relax and chill out, and then he'll be like, you're changing my mind.
Or he'll be like, I want a yellow unicorn. Well,
no,
William,
he doesn't ever.
I'm not saying, it's just a, you know. William, how about this tiger instead? Now, he liked the tiger. But at the same time, he's like, stop changing my mind. Like, you're giving me a good alternative. I don't want that.
I don't
want
to do it.
I don't know.
It's when he's melting down at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
He's very tired.
That's right. So, folks.
Poor little guy.
We're going to take a break. During which, I'm going to drink a lot of fox glove. Because I like it. It's foxy. And we'll be right back with Hawkstone here on the Wine Boat. And we're back, folks. So the Hawkstone Cabernet, the Connoisseurs series, for true connoisseurs. Becky and Scott thought it was going to be better than the Foxglove. I say that's bullshit. Because I think this is going to taste like a butthole. Because it's by wine press.
Say bullshit in your Hank the Australian Russian voice.
It's bullshit, my man. You drink this. It's the Hawkstone. You're drinking this shit. And I'm like, what is it? You know, and I have questions for you about how you get people to do things that you want them to do. And they won't do them. It Scott, you know what I'm talking about, Bort.
I tried to take my shirt off for you and you wouldn't.
Die, this is Welford. Nobody reviewed these wines tonight, so I thought I would read the back of the label.
That's very nice of you, Wilford.
You're welcome. I know, yes. Robust. You never said thank you, though.
Wilford, would you please put your sweatpants back on?
No. I heard you took your shirt off to sleep next to Rob the Wine Guy, and he never asked you to, and you had your own bedroom 30 feet away, but you just, okay. Never
more like 75.
Oh, well, okay. That's too far for you. Anyway, robust flavors of ripe berry fruit blend harmoniously with smoky oak, yum, and subtle hints of eucalyptus and earthiness. An elegant cassis complements the long, noble finish. Grown in Napa Valley, long regarded as the epicenter of the new golden era of California wines. The new golden era. Okay. These grapes benefit from complexity of soil types, because when you want to finish a sentence, you want to use the line, these grapes benefit from the complexity of soil types. Yeah, there's some writers there. Wine press, yes. And by the way, Hawkstone is trademarked because someone's going to use that.
Yeah, it's registered. Registered trademark.
That's fantastic.
That bugs me.
I'm so... Oh, because it's like a double...
Yeah, it just bugs me.
It's one of the cardinal sins. Animals on the label and trademark.
Yes, we have said that.
And wine press.
I will say this about the Hawkstone Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon.
Connoisseur series.
It should be.
Connoisseur series.
No, it looks beautiful in the glass.
It does.
The legs are a little weird, though.
It smells like asshole.
It smells like soap.
It smells terrible. It smells like purple death and soap and oak Lord. Chips.
It smells like sweet soap.
That is yes. a purple death nose.
Yes.
Wine concentrate.
Yes. Dummies. Which is better now? Ha ha.
By WordPress.
Yes. That's right.
Okay,
it's
let's just get this over
that
with.
You would pay $20 and get purple death. Like, to me, that's a that should be out of the price range of purple death, don't you think?
I would think, but
you would think that they're
it's a registered Napa trademark Valley, line. You know? Yeah. It's Napa Valley. So it's
yep. this all this is Magistrate with a different label. Although Magistrate wasn't purple deathy.
Yeah, it was. You said it was good.
It wasn't terrible. It was good for them. It's okay. like a pool in a pond. Here
the,
I go.
The pond's good for you.
And I'm, as Wilford, I'm going to be the one that talks about it while he drinks it. Here I go. If I do it in a voice, I'm protected from the nastiness that is this wine.
Huh. You know, it doesn't taste of purple death. It really doesn't. Now, it's not as full-bodied as you'd expect.
No, it's not.
From a Napa cab, but I'll tell you what.
What will you tell me?
That's a pleasant little guy.
It's not a train wreck like you thought it would be.
It's not a train wreck like you thought it would be.
However, it is about as simple.
Yeah.
As
I would agree with that.
As a blank chalkboard.
This is yeah. also at $20. It's way overpriced.
Oh yeah.
I will say this would be the perfect plastic cup cab.
That's a compliment.
It really would be though, wouldn't it?
That's on their shelf talkers.
Why not?
It would be, wouldn't it? I mean, $20 is stupid high for this.
You're like, well, just fuck it. Put it in plastic cups.
I mean, it's not.
Shot I thought glasses. Liberty Creek did all right in plastic cups.
There. What I'll say about this is it's like you would again know this is a Napa cab. It has
maybe
American what? Oak out the wazoo. Where yeah. else would you place this?
I wouldn't. So it's not as fruity as I'd expect from a Napa.
It doesn't
cab.
Have any kind of representation of terroir or Napa. Or, I mean, it tastes.
It's not fruity
from anywhere.
From
really.
I would 1,000,000,000% put this in Napa. Nowhere else oaks like this.
Well, oaking's not necessarily
where
indicative
else?
Of.
They
the
might
reef.
Have made this in Kalamazoo, Michigan. We don't
no,
know.
No, bottled and vented in Sonoma.
Oh my balls! It was bottled and vented in a fucking warehouse.
Okay, I would know that this was a Napa cab every single day of
and
the week.
American Canyon, California. You figure out where that is. American Canyon, California. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's next to the airport.
I mean,
tell me where
it's
else
so
would you
nondescript. I don't know how you would say Napa about this.
No, there's like a little bit of dark fruit at the beginning. That American oak. Where else on earth would you put this?
Well, it does have. Robust flavors of ripe berry fruit that were now I'll try it again.
Yeah,
there is some
I don't
dark
see
fruit the, at the beginning.
And that's where the ripe berry fruit for a Napa cab you'd expect that. And that's what I don't get out of this is that ripe berry.
It's
appealing is a strong word, but it's an easy drinker. And yet I don't care what else we say about this one. It's an easy drinker.
Well,
and
you know it's a cab.
It's a cab.
Tastes like a Californian cab. Very Californian. But I don't know that I would I mean it doesn't it is homogenized a bit. And so you can't when it says harmoniously, it's homogenized. And so it's really a blend of multiple different lots. I presume in Napa, like they said.
So
you can't really, I can't get any distinction from any of it. I mean, if you're tasting it, you could say Napa. I mean, it doesn't taste of Sonoma. It doesn't really taste like Paso.
Know. So if you're playing a game and
I'd say
and
North
this
Coast.
Is a cab and we say this is a Cali cab, where is it from?
I wouldn't zero in. I would say North Coast or Californian.
But where's this from in California? I might say Sonoma.
It doesn't taste of it. It doesn't. It doesn't. It
doesn't jump out of me as Napa particularly either.
No, I would say North Coast, so I could be as generic as possible. But that is an AVA, and it's technically a correct AVA. So, I mean, it just doesn't. It doesn't have enough of one specific area that it latches onto it and really shows it. And
without the berries on the front. And yeah, they might be there in the background, maybe, if you look for them, but that doesn't sing of Napa to me.
And honestly, just because Wine Press says that it's Napa Valley, maybe they drove a truck through Napa Valley and called it Napa Valley. I
dare
don't.
You guys besmirch are
crazy.
Them.
We're crazy.
That's fact.
I mean,
this is a Napa cab. Not a good Napa cab, it just is a Napa cab.
I mean, this is as Napa cab as Frank's Franciscan was that time they switched over to Monterey.
Frank's bathtub.
Those assholes. Why'd they do that, man? They just completely fucked themselves. Well, who the hell bought Franciscan and said, we have a winery that's
good,
you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's very fuck good. It. Let's just fuck it.
Well, you know, some people are sex hounds.
I guess so. It's like, let's just fuck this winery. And they did.
Everybody
and
in
nobody
it.
Nobody wants to drink it.
Here's
that man,
something.
The poor grape pickers running down the street. The
I'm not
person
like,
that works in the tasting room.
Super
appalled.
High on either one of these. Oh. Is there anything that you think would eat or cook well with these?
Eat or cook well with these?
Like, would you eat anything with these? Minus literally anything to cover up the paso taste. Or cook.
You're so ignorant. Or
ignorant.
Are you are here to bring us down as a culture. That's what it is. You're trying to... We know what you're doing.
She's in trying to invade our culture and bring it down. Next thing you know, she'll be singing the Russian national anthem.
No, I don't think so. I would suggest that short ribs would be lovely with the foxglove.
Short ribs. You know, here's the thing. What doesn't pair well with short ribs?
Very well.
Fair enough. Hawkstone. No. Hawkstone. Burger.
Yeah. It,
it's a Scott.
No, I get it.
Maybe one of those microwavable ones.
No.
Microwavable
you get,
burger?
Yeah, you get in a vending machine.
Impossible
what?
Burger.
Oh, yeah, tasty.
You've never had a good vending machine burger?
Maybe a frozen burrito.
I didn't know they made vending machine burgers.
Oh, God, yeah. Full of soy.
They're
where
really,
do you get them? Like at a hospital vending machine or where?
I don't know. They're terrible,
so,
though.
In Sanese? Used to have vending machine burgers all over town.
What's that word?
I don't know what
that
is.
Sanies. It's a company. The small catering. Sanies used to have most of the food trucks. Lunch truck style food trucks back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drive around town.
Were those horse drawn?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With the old school style food trucks where they actually had a coffee dispenser that you could get by the cup with the paper cup with the little... poker hands on the cup.
Not like a trendy food truck.
You got to understand,
no,
when you say back in the day, that could be the day.
Like the little metal.
That's it. The metal box food trucks that would go to a workplace.
They had wooden wheels.
And the guys
and
on breaks would go out and get their lunch.
They did microwavable hamburgers.
They did packaged burgers in a plastic thing. But the company did. Sanny's was a company, local company, that did that. But they would also have vending machine foods, and they had a microwave, and it didn't say the time on it, but it had a number on it, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, and then on the packaging of the sandwich or whatever you're getting,
you would push the number.
Push the number that it said to push.
Huh?
And they had microwavable burgers, and they were as...
They were not good.
No, they were good.
No, they
were not. No, they were good because the bun would kind of steam like White Castles inside the plastic
Culver's
thing.
Does that for their gluten-free buns. They steam them.
Hello. But it was like a burger you'd get at school. It had a lot of soy in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was ground beef in it, but it had soy in it.
It was gray.
It was gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But salty as all get out.
One.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked in a college job before I landed my...
Dream job.
Real... Yeah, it's my dream job. And we had a Sandy's machine, and many a day I ate lunch
there
while I was working
going
to school.
I think in my... When I was in high school, I had this job where I collected credit card debt, And at the time, I made $8.50 an hour.
Nice.
Plus, I think 5% of whatever we collected.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a really nice job. And so, like, I was 18 making, like, $400 a week. That's a ton of money to an 18-year-old. It was so much money.
Taking advantage of Granny and Grandpa because they were behind on their Discover card debt.
It was a really crappy card. That it was called Cross Country Banks. The limit was $500. But you, when you signed up, your annual fee, your initiation fee,
put you right at $500.
Yeah. It was like textbook. And I think they're out of business now.
So my first job.
So you were, and my mom would drive us for a predatory lender.
But I got one better for you.
I don't think that it was. Yes. I mean, it was a credit card company, but it was like it was a predatory lender, but it was a mob front.
And so now we really see where you are.
It
today.
Actually was.
So
it was
my first job
out of Jersey.
We called people to sell tickets to a non-existent charity circus.
What?
That's called fraud, Scott.
Yes. Well, so was that. But, yeah, we were 14 working in a call center over by Pataskla, over by where Jimmy V's is, okay. The building beside that.
Uh-huh.
And mom would drive us there and drive us back. And then they kept shorting us on our checks. We didn't get our commissions for selling these tickets.
Do you know what Rob's first job was? Anderson's.
Selling wine.
He is none of these.
I sold wine.
Yeah.
That was your first job.
That was my first job.
Is it? I mean, he is none of this.
Never had a paper route.
Oh.
You know what his job was in high school? Golfing.
Yeah, golfing. Suck it.
Do you just totally change your view of him now?
No, I probably knew this about him.
Yeah.
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 Well, I'm sorry. I didn't steal from people.
So that was my first job.
We were 14. We thought it was great because not only were we selling tickets to this circus, but it was supposed to be raising money for charity. And then they kept shorting us on our checks, so we all quit. And then it was like 2 weeks, a month later on TV, it showed it was a sting. It was a sting operation, and then people got arrested.
When I worked for Cross Country Bank, the collection part was called Applied Card Services, and that's where I worked. And there were people that like did that for their real life job. They worked like second shift 2 to 11 or 2 to 10 or something. But I worked there like 3 days a week after school. And then they were like, you have to actually work like full shifts. You can't just cut, because I would come in and work like a third of someone's shift. And they're like, you can't. And I was like, well, then I have to quit because I'm in high school. I can't come to work at 2 o'clock. And they were like, okay, then you can just keep on coming in at whatever time. So I just did.
Mm. Yeah, there's labor laws. Yeah. I'm only allowed to work 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's called child labor laws.
Yeah. It's called I'm in high school. I can't ditch school to come work here. And but
then,
anyways.
Then someone named Vladimir said, I see you are working for the mafia.
My boss's name was Leo, and he was like trench coat, like he did not live in.
Leo has taught us of your work. We have some work for you if you would like to make some money.
Yeah, Cross Country Bank.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm 1,000% sure that Leo's in prison, or like at the bottom of the Hudson.
Mm-hmm. We find you to be very resourceful in your profession. We believe you can make a lot of money and help us in our quest for world peace.
Okay.
So, folks. We're going to take a break and be right back here on The Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, Becky, once again,
Applied Card Services is still a company.
Becky asked us where we would think this is from. The Hawkstone, that is. I said I would think it's probably the finest of California designated Cabernet. So at least the top 50. Scott, where would you think it was from? I don't taste specific AVA.
And I'm not sure that I wouldn't go South America. Just
that you
just
wouldn't
blind.
Go to South America, or
that
you
I
would...
wouldn't suggest South America.
Do not
this.
Besmirch the fine continent of South America.
I'm sorry,
excluding Brazil.
I just would expect this, just in general, California to be a little fruitier, berrier cab. I'm not saying I
where
wouldn't
have
guess
you ever
cab,
taste something Kelly. In South America that tastes like this? Because remind me to never go there.
They're not always as fruity as California.
Does La Playa make a sangria? Is that what it is?
I'd love that.
So over to the Triple B.
Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Applied Card. This is what happened. I had already left. In 2003, the company dropped a bombshell when it closed the call center without notice. Employees were called in under the pretense of working overtime, only to be told when they arrived they no longer had jobs.
Usually places just put a lock on the door.
How jacked is that? So mean. Anyways, I don't remember the question. I was busy Googling them.
Becky was busy. You were overseas at that point, weren't you? What point were you overseas?
In 2003, I was in college.
Oh.
Sleeper cell.
Well.
Oh, I thought you meant something else.
Front. Becky has traveled the world.
A front. It was a front.
She has.
You ever
a spy.
No.
So we'd call it foreign agent. Yes. Someone right now from the CIA is like, or FBI is like, oh, that's fine. We need to follow up all the leads. They're not too bright at the FBI, but still, nevertheless.
Easy.
Well, they're not. You've met them.
Okay.
Probably personally.
I dated an FBI agent.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that proves the fact that they're not too bright. So.
She was a very nice person.
Oh, I was going to ask him what his name was, but still go ahead.
No, she was a very nice person. Her name was Julie.
What was your question?
I would like you to provide the reviews for the Hawkstone and the Foxglove.
Hold on. When you said South American, I think that I could see that because of the sweetness of it. But I think that the oaking would deter you from getting very far with South American.
See,
the oaking screams Napa.
Okay. The oaking doesn't put it in one region or another for me. I mean, I think there's some regions that do have some typical oaking. You know, like in France, we would expect subtle oaking.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely see something that's over-oaked in France.
Yes.
And, yeah.
This thing is wearing a cowboy hat and chrome chaps and nothing else with its oaking. It's fruit.
I forgot
what?
To
it's
put
loud.
The chaps on the other night.
It's a laugh.
Damn it.
Do you mind if I take my shirt off? What? I'm going to wear some chaps. What?
Let me step back and kiss myself.
So weird.
Well.
What are you doing? Why are you... Why did you take your clothes off?
It wasn't clothes, it was a shirt.
It's part of your clothes. Like, why are you taking...
Do you remember how many vodka and sodas Stevie bought us that night?
Does it make a difference?
Yes. No, it does make a difference.
It doesn't.
I cooked all the...
You were half nude.
I cooked all that food for us and we both passed out.
Yes. Did you
well, actually, you passed out right away.
He made sausages.
Chicken Italian sausage with yellow peppers.
Oh.
Freaking delicious.
They didn't look too appetizing the next morning when they're still in the pan.
No, I ate them all day. They were freaking great.
Yeah,
I definitely recooked.
I ate something.
Up.
Was it cheese in a bag?
We had cheese
in a bag
and some nuts. It was really. It was Cabot. It was Cabot. Extra sharp.
It didn't matter at that point. It could have been the bag. Would have eaten it. It was a little rough. So
rough. We were. Wasted.
And you got naked. So, folks.
Did not get naked.
Half nude. Triple B. Triple B. Reviews for the Foxy and the Hockey, as I've written down.
Okay. So.
Dun, 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 dun. Foxy.
I struggled with the foxglove a little bit because I could smell beet, and I do not like beet at all. I know you all couldn't find it, but it was very strong to me.
Ooh, that smells nice. I want to take you home. I won't do you no harm. You got to be all mine, all mine.
There's
got
another smell. What is it?
Coffee.
Oh.
No.
Foxy lady.
Oh, yeah. Bow, 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 bow. It's actually not. It's like, you know, frumpy lady.
Okay, so I'm doing my review.
Do it.
Sorry.
I'm giving it an 83.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. That's asinine.
I never want to drink it again.
I'm going to make you drink it all the time. Okay. What about the hockey?
Also, go ahead. Don't ever want to drink another peso cab.
What do you think J.Lore Hilltop was?
It was good. I've never liked J.Lore Hilltop. Really? Ever. I never liked the first iteration of it. True. I didn't like it the second iteration. So isn't that true?
I thought you liked it.
No, I don't like cherry.
Well, you gave it a 92.
I did not.
You gave it a 90. I'm sorry. It's up there on the board somewhere. Mm-hmm. I can't see it right now, but
you and Scott peer pressured me constantly about overcoming.
Scott wasn't here when we drank that together. We drank it as lovers on Valentine's Day when Scott wasn't here.
We drank it on Valentine's Day.
We did. Yeah, you gave it a 90. I see the 90 right there. It's right there. J-Lore. 2009. Proof. Evidence. Convicted.
That was an age.
12 years ago. It was a 12-year-old cast.
That was probably
2017.
That was probably early on in the show.
Yeah, it was like 2017-ish.
Yeah. I would like to do it now, and I would be like,
I'm not going to do it now.
Well, he probably doesn't have another 2009 to offer.
I shan't. It lost it. 2011 was good. 2012, yes. After that, they can go suck.
No, we liked the Hilltop.
No.
Yes, we did. Like the 2015, the 2016.
That one blind taste testing you didn't like.
I hated it. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
So for the connoisseur series.
Hockey.
Hawkstone. I know you all did not say this, but to me it's just like such a stereotypical Napa cab. It's very simple. It's very basic.
Yeah.
American oak. It's sweet. Awesome. I'm not a fan. I give it an 84.
84? Okay.
Unlicensed in the house here. Little sister, don't you do it. Little sister, don't you taste foxglove. Say it very nice and then you run. Little sister, Scott's given foxglove 85.
Oh, God.
I had 85 to 86. But
that's so much better.
Boop, boop, boop.
Nobody asked me. I could. So
don't let him sway you.
No, if it's a sliding scale, it'd be more towards the 86, but it's not. It's an 85. It's not a sliding scale.
Because you're weak. Because you let Becky.
Hawkstone. No, I wrote this down already. I wrote 85 to 86.
Uh huh.
Right there. Hawkstone's 86, and the reason I score it slightly higher is just because of drinkability. I do disagree with Becky. I don't think it's typical Napa, but I you know, you'd have to put it in California somewhere. But it's the thing. It's just really simple and straightforward. Another thing that I like better than the Foxglove, the finish. I think it's a little cleaner. Mm. Yeah, you're mincing words here. Almost, it's just I'm picking it. Scoring it higher by a point because of drinkability.
Oh my God.
The Foxglove is just fine.
It's nighttime.
It's
my bedtime too.
Bums out. Okay. Foxglove. First of all, far more interesting wine, far more complex, far better mouthfeel, far better, far better, far better. 87 of my points.
You're
sure. Fine.
It's an 87. When did that ever become like, oh my God. Rob just said that was the greatest wine in the entire world.
It was 87.
You did. Yeah. That's what
I think you've
85 to 87.
I think you've got valid reasons there, but I think
enjoy it.
As Rebecca said, the oaking's it's just a little off on the Fox.
Are you saying that you like the oaking on the Hawkstone
better?
I'm giving it 84 because I cannot stand the butch charred faux American
when
oak.
I said 84, you were like,
because it was 1 point higher than the Foxy. If you gave the Foxy an 85 and that an 84.
You did criticize her for giving it an 84. Your exact score.
Because in relation to the 83, if you're suggesting.
Let's see that you're worried about the and Fox I think, Club when I think you're talking the, about her Hawks
score.
Can I
tell you guys
There's
something?
No integrity there. Is there any integrity there?
Oh, she doesn't have any integrity.
The average on both of these wines is an 85.
Wow, that's why I'm giving Fox Club an 88.
Lies.
No, I could give Hockey an 83 before I give Foxy an 88, but still, you know. I enjoy
That's
the Fox
so
Glove.
Interesting, isn't it?
I do recommend the Fox Glove.
I don't really recommend either of these wines.
What?
To drink.
No. For $18, you can get a billion better things. This is a terrible wine.
It's not a terrible
yes,
wine.
Yes, it is.
It's not terrible.
I wouldn't you giving it an 87 is ridiculous.
I don't think either of them are terrible.
I recommend it.
The Fox Glove.
Wine, you know, fuck this. Wine Vault Hall of Fame. Kiss my ass.
Not even value price. Full.
Well, it's
are you
going
up.
Get a
spot up there on your special?
I'm knocking something down you like.
Chateauneuf du Pape.
Yeah. Shelf. It should replace the Chateauneuf du Pape.
No, it's just going to sit next to you. She's just mad because she wants. She bought cans. Cans of Kim Crawford, Rosé, and Sauvignon Blanc. She wants us to do that on the show.
Well, yes. We'll do it.
What is a circus sideshow?
Yes.
Oh, don't
Rob,
be
you
so
You have
hoity,
us drink
toity.
So much shit as shown tonight.
Oh, my ass.
So you can't
you
turn your nose up
Fox
at cans
Glove.
Of Kimmy.
I just did.
You had to drink Fox
so
Glove.
I
Fox Glove's good.
no, it's not. Here's the other thing.
You know who would not like Fox Glove? Superstar.
Oh, you would too.
No, of the two, he would definitely like Coxstone better because it's easier to drink.
Yeah. Here's the other thing.
Somebody's that's gonna fall and hit somebody in the head. Oh my lord, that was very harsh.
So many times,
probably hit Bo.
Rob's gotten really mad at me because he's gone to get wine and he says that I've been like, I don't like that, I don't like that. But you know why?
Why?
It's because he brings up shit like this.
Oh, kiss my ass! Oh, shit like this, shit like this.
Why are you bringing her shit like this?
You know he's getting mad because it's the truth.
Yeah, he does.
And he's getting
he does
mad.
That.
Because his sulfite reactions happen.
That's the Hawkstone.
Okay. Of course it is.
Boop, boop, boop.
I've got the antidote. It's called Fox Glove.
Uh-huh. You're chugging it and your face is getting redder and redder.
Mm.
True that.
Mm. That's like an oasis of pleasure.
You're what? So dumb. None of us, to our listeners, none of us have made it through half of the glass.
No, I've drank.
He refilled.
I
you
have.
Refilled?
On oh, the Fox yes. Club.
And he on wonders why he's having sulfite cheeks. It's, okay. Folks, if we were on video, it'd be like, you'd be just cracking up because Rob is, he's like the sulfite litmus test.
I like it. It
this
is good.
This moment right now is so stereotypical of us. Rob is, has purple lips and sulfite face. I'm covered up in a blanket, and Scott and Bo are loving on each other.
Yeah.
This is just such a stereotypical.
I just can't. Moment. I hate the nose of the Hawkstone. I hate the nose.
Well, yeah, it's not the best
and
nose.
Take a drink.
But it's, the nose is just part of the wine.
Tell me what you think then.
You do tell Becky to get over the nose of the wine to taste it and give it a proper score. And then yet you.
Yeah.
I can't get over the nose.
Thank you so much.
Cheap. Bacon, bacon fat oak chip crap.
That's not oak chipped. That is not oak chipped.
Okay, Stabs.
There's no
way. There's a rubber barrel with some.
It is very heavily American oaked, like Napa cabs are.
It's wine by recipe. It's not wine by crafting. That's wine by recipe.
Okay. I never said that.
I just think.
I never said it was.
I think
I gave it an 84.
So. The thing for me on this wine is
you're stupid.
At $20, it's way overpriced.
Way overpriced. At $7, it's fine.
No, it should be like
12. Yeah, even 15. 12. It's just so drinkable.
They should also take Napa off there.
I agree.
Yeah. Do you think that it is 100% Napa? They can suck my balls.
Yeah,
if
I don't
think
buy
about
it.
That. No, it's bullshit.
Honestly,
fuck them.
Honestly, it's so heavily oaked.
Fuckers.
I don't know what's in there.
No, you like it. It's great.
I gave it an 84.
Yes, but you gave Foxy an 83. And Foxy's glorious.
Foxy's terrible.
Foxy has a glorious purpose.
What's that purpose?
Give me a sulfite reaction.
Obviously. No, what's
Foxy
its purpose?
Foxy is so...
To be the flag bearer of very okay Paso Robles cabs with a fairly cool label that is obscure. What? Okay. That is a wine market not often. I still recommend it
could
to
you,
a certain point.
Could you repeat that? Could right. you repeat
okay, that? I think the sulfites have gone to his head.
It's a niche market, okay? It really
your
is.
They're selling
so
it to
red.
You.
So, folks, if you want to drink a Paso Robles cab for $17.99 that is okay, that tastes like Paso Robles, which
if
was
you,
the point of the show.
Yeah.
No, I think the point of the show was
I recommend
you,
Fox Flores.
Earlier on the show, you said who thinks what's going to be better, and two people picked Hawkstone and two yeah. people picked Fox Flores.
And I won.
And you're just trying to justify your pick.
No. See, you
only
guys,
because Rob overscored
you guys
the Fox
only had
love.
A 1-point spread. I had a 3-point spread. So I like the Fox Glove more. That means it got more
you're
love
not
from
the
me.
Tiebreaker, crack face.
I am. It's just a different way of looking at it.
It is a different way of looking at it.
Boom.
But
I think as the only female, I should be the tiebreaker.
First of all, gender can be fluid. So if I identify as a different gender, that counts. So I'm a female. That's the way it works.
So, no.
That's not a popular way of saying that, but it's true.
Well, it's a no to both of you, really. There's no tiebreaker. Neither of these are particularly good wines.
Fair.
It's,
very
and to I hope that the listening audience sees the wine guy just trying to sell his prediction
yes.
that the Foxglove is better, and it's just so
I
faux.
I like
it's
the
so
Foxglove.
Yeah, your cheeks love the Foxglove.
Like right
I swear, I do like the Foxglove.
No.
Okay, sure.
Not
I
a
do,
lot, but I like the Foxglove.
I do agree. The for me, the one thing that it does lend credence. Is that it is very typical Paso.
Let me say this, though.
My opinion.
Let me be perfectly frank. Full disclosure.
Like Frank Winery?
They paid you $10.
Yeah, they don't have $10. I gave this an 87, and I do stand by that. However, I would still drink both Coppola Clarets before I would drink this.
Yeah, same.
I would. Even though I think I gave those 86, 85, I gave this an 87, partly because I think it is best representative of the varietal in the region. And I like it. And I think it has some nice complexity, good mouthfeel.
So you drink both the Clarets ahead of this.
Sure.
So that would mean this is really an 84.9 on your scale.
No.
The 16 and 88 and the 19 and 86. I would for sure drink both of those before drinking.
Well, I think we all would, but that's not the point. Sometimes.
Actually, that is the point right now in this discussion.
It's not. Let's focus on something else.
You brought this up.
Let's focus on you taking your shirt off.
Gross. That
it's your focus.
Serious. I can't believe you didn't turn on the space heater for me.
I wouldn't. I'll never. I'm going to put an ice cube underneath your freaking chair next time. Mm-hmm. So, folks, the winner tonight is Foxglove, partly because it has a better name. But nevertheless, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott. What was that?
I took the buzzer off.
Yeah. For Scott the Unlicensed Tech Driver. And the comrade, Triple B,
Foxglove Socks,
who you will see in the news probably in February. Leave the Foxglove. Put that in my glass. You can definitely take the other one.
No, you can leave it.
Are you going to mix them together and taste them?
No. I'm going to avoid the sulfite addiction.
What are we going to do? We're going to see if it turns into something else.
Yeah.
It'll turn green when you mix them both. You don't do that. It's a binary liquid that it turns into an explosive.
It'll become a Sonoma.
Almost like, Scott, we should drink something else.
Well,
nevertheless.
You know, that's what a garbage disposal is for wines like this.
I don't think the garbage disposal is going to handle the Hawkstone. But nevertheless, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott Thielens, his taxi driver, and the comrade, Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu, say das vidanya, and see you next time here on The Wine Vault. Good night.